If you look at how entrepreneurship is glamorized on social media, you'd think that it's easy and exciting and fun for 98% of the time. Truth is, it's the reverse. Entrepreneurship is super difficult and lonely. Most successful entrepreneurs spend their days fighting fires and trying to stay ahead of the next problem. I'm Bobby Mason. I've had two successful exits as CEO and a few epic bombs. I'm now the CEO and founder of GoMahi.com, a new high-growth crowdsolving platform that will use college students to change the world of innovation. This is my daily story about the successes and failures I encounter while I try to grow a business from $0 to millions in a matter of years. Welcome to my life.
Everybody, this is different. I'm not doing this episode from the car because this daily update requires me to be walking around, mainly because I'm getting tired sitting there at a desk. So taking a break, talk to you guys, let you know what's going on today, what's kind of on my mind. This one's going to be a shorter episode or shorter daily update, however you're listening to this. I just wanted to get into quick what I'm doing today. And I think it's important to realize for people, I'm not always working. No, not always. Sometimes I take little breaks. Today I actually slept in this morning. Lovely Saturday morning. Slept in and I spent some time with the wife. Worked out, hung out, went and got some new bed sheets because we're getting a new bed tomorrow. None of you really care, but it's happening. So that's what I did this morning. And then came into the office this afternoon and got to work. Did some stuff, made some progress. And I just wanted to say, this is from my comment last night. I was letting you guys, or I was explaining that I've been working on finding some interns. And I think it's really important for people to realize I had sent roughly 700 messages to students, 700, and not one of them had gotten back to me. And you know what? Last night in my daily update, I said, you know, it's a big shame on me. I need to change the message and I need to try again. So I did change the message, but I did continue to try. That's the big thing. Even though I already sent 700 messages, I didn't stop. I sat down today and I sent another 400, and believe it or not, they're finally starting to stick. I had 3 responses from people today, and they look like potential interns that could be pretty darn good. So I think there's a real lesson in that, and what I would say the lesson is, I'd say it's any of you out there that are looking for a job, anyone out there that's possibly looking for an internship, or you're running your own company and you're looking for work, whatever it might be, I think it's really important to realize that you can get whatever you want if you're willing to put in the time. And what I mean by that is the web allows you to reach out to pretty much anyone, any company. So if you're looking for a job, internship, work, sit down, get comfy, get in bed, and spend 50 hours sending 10, 20, 30,000 messages. Now, the reason why I think that's so important, and here we go, we're gonna try one of these live video things. I don't know what it is at all. It says it's waiting, so we're gonna see what we get here.
Hello.
How's it going?
It's going well. I'm just going to turn you down. Got the baby sleeping. My name's Nevin.
How's it going, Nevin?
It's going well. Whereabouts are you?
Minnesota.
In Minnesota. So it must be like, what, 1:30 in the morning?
No. It's 11:30. It's early.
It's 11:30. Okay, I'm in BC, so.
Okay. It's a good place.
Cheers.
Good place.
I have a podcast, so I thought I would see if you'd be interested in interviewing or being interviewed.
Oh, for sure. For sure. What's the podcast?
My podcast is called Cameo. It's about the people I meet in Kamloops, BC.
Really?
Yeah, so I meet them all face-to-face using a Zoom H4N, which I keep in a backpack, and tomorrow I'm interviewing a stripper. So
no kidding.
Yeah, so that'll be interesting.
All right, this is – so basically these live videos that I do, I try to do them once a night, right?
Okay.
So I do this thing when I'm going home, and I've really started to believe in this idea of creating long-form content and then breaking it down into whatever else you need to do with it, right?
It's called transforming the content. At least that's what I call it. How do you All transform right. content?
I like yeah. that. So this is going
to
be
– I've added some memers to this live stream. Let's see if these kids jump on. I've been chatting with them. Like these 15-year-old kids who have like massive networks of meme accounts. So let's see if any of them are up. They're all on like East Coast though.
So how long have you been doing the podcast?
I've been doing it since February was when I started. So I've got over 75 episodes out, including the mayor, Ed the Sock, who's a big Canadian TV personality. So yeah, I've been busy.
That's you know? Awesome. So we actually, we started a podcast like 12 weeks ago, maybe.
Nice.
Something we're doing for one of our companies, and it's kind of fun, isn't it? Like it's
oh, I love podcasting.
It's a blast.
It's super fun. You know, it's one of the highlights. You know, but right now I don't have a studio and it's all mobile, so it's like craziness because I have a 8-month-old baby and I'm a contractor. I do contract sales and consulting work, so it's like ridiculous. So, but it's so, fun. Oh, what do you do? What is your background?
Background. I like to believe at heart that I'm an entrepreneur.
Okay.
But a lot of people say they're entrepreneurs, right? At least that's the way I look at it. And
yeah,
it'll be interesting to see. I was actually talking to my dad about this. I think it's going to be really interesting to see over the next couple years when the market possibly corrects and all these entrepreneurs out there doing their thing. It's going to be interesting to see how many are still around and how many of them are still truly entrepreneurs, right? Because
they don't understand that you don't have a business unless you can actually physically sell it.
Correct.
If I can buy your business, you have a business. Otherwise, you have a cult or a I don't know. You're part of someone else's scheme, which is ironic because social networking, which we're doing right now,
yeah,
is 100% the same as trying to sell whatever makeup lipstick is going to, you know, that, make you lose weight.
That is true. I think it's really interesting, though. I think a lot of these companies, though, at this moment in time, are taking on a lot of debt in the sense that they're taking on a lot of people's money because they can. I mean, people are shelling out money left and right now. And if you're one of these companies taking money, man, when that market crashes and corrects, it is going to be hard.
Baleb joined us. This is one of our these kids who have these meme pages, man. You should do you listen to Gimlet Media's Reply All?
No.
Listen to Gimlet Media Reply All, the Snapchat thief.
Okay.
And it's going to blow your mind, this crazy economy that is on Snapchat, that like these kids are a part of and control and have no idea how to monetize. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
Really?
But it's also monetized, and that has a dark, nefarious side. So it's super interesting.
Huh. How old are you? Just out of curiosity.
I'm 26.
How old?
I'm 26 years old.
26? All right.
Yeah.
I'm 25.
So I've already grown a social agency before, and now I'm doing it on my own. So, and Stacy just joined, is from Kamloops here as well. So
sweet.
Hopefully we're having some crossover right now. We're collaborating,
yeah,
you know, in real time as I drink my tea and enjoy my high.
For sure. So what do you think the hardest part is doing your entrepreneurship gig or being a contractor and starting a podcast? And
the hardest thing is not having time to explain to people what you're doing and how hard you work, because you don't have the energy units to waste on them and their anxiety over what they think you're doing or not doing, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
If they understood what I was doing, I would not have a job. or have money in the bank account right now. So it's like, I'm sorry, guys, I don't have time to catch you up on this sort of stuff. You just gotta admit, trust that I'm making the right call. And since I'm not getting money from you, the right call is always the one that brings money to me. So, it's an interesting place to be.
Yeah, that
Now,
definitely
then,
is
did
interesting.
Cody? So this is Baleb right now. Cody the Clout Lord is one of their like little meme lord leaders. Nevin, did Cody, Mr. Clout Lord, pay you? No, actually, I gave Cody $100 and I said, go spend it and I want to see what you do. And I don't know what he's done officially yet. He's supposed to email me exactly what he's did with my $100. Anyways, Bobby, back to you.
No worries. No worries. It's interesting.
So,
I honestly know nothing about these live vids. So it's kind of fun having you on, just seeing what it does, what people do, how people communicate. It's a whole different world.
man, I asked them to email me, like, hey guys, I want you to email me your rates and what you do and what you control. I barely got two sentences out of them. And then I said, try again. And they spelt my name wrong.
Oh my goodness, this
And
is gonna
so I graded it like a teacher and then proceeded to tell them how I would write it if we were to actually collaborate, right?
this
Oh,
is
this
this
is
is
House of
gonna
Dolls,
make
Inc.
this is gonna make me
This
want
is an
to
interesting
faint.
account.
Okay, go ahead.
What's that? Inc. House of Dolls? They're a sex doll shop that is opening up a service here in town that will bring a sex doll to your hotel to, yeah. Sorry, Campbell's is an interesting place.
Interesting pass on the sex doll.
I'm married, so,
Yeah,
it's.
so am I. Pass. Anyway, I was gonna say that's really interesting that you said that about the writing and how they write back to you, because we're looking for a few interns right now. And I know I sent one of our founders, I sent him kind of some of the resumes that were coming in. And he
Oh,
honestly,
yeah.
he just messages me back going, did these kids even know English? Like, it's just broken English. And I'm like, I don't know. Like, they're all 4 years into school. They're claiming that they have these degrees, it's their GPAs, but it's like, my goodness, you take time to write and write well.
Yeah, when I did the hiring for this, it was a online agency for business development for car dealerships. And I had to do the hiring, and it was like, oh my gosh, it was abysmal, the resumes we got. Like, and then when I did hire someone, I was like working my days off because they wouldn't show up for work. And it was like, oh. So I worked for like 2 years straight, 7 days a week, sleeping on the floor, sort of shit, at like 6 a.m. And
Jeez.
so I quit. I quit
Yeah.
that gig. I
Well,
hope that's not a gig you're in.
no.
But you're there at 9. Why are you there at 9:30 right now? Why are you at the office?
11:30.
11:30, yeah, sorry.
I'm here in the office this late every night.
Really?
Yeah,
Do you own the place?
I love what I do. I seriously love what I do. Would do
Nice.
anything in the world to continue to build everything that we got going. So it's hard for me to step away. I step away on Sundays, and that's about it.
That's fair. Take the
Yeah.
Sabbath. I
Yep.
don't step away right now. My wife is having trouble with that, but hey, we got some more memers joining us here.
Yeah,
But
I think it's really important though. I mean, even if it's like a small amount of time, like for example, this morning, it's a Saturday. You could work
yeah.
all day, but I decided, you know what? It's important I haven't been home all week. I'll wake up in the morning with my wife, spend the morning, afternoon with her, and then go back to work. Gives her a little balance, gives me a little balance. I feel more refreshed and I can get things done, you know?
When did you start calling yourself an entrepreneur? When did you like put that badge on?
I probably put it on after company number 6 or 7.
Like you started company number 7?
Yeah.
It took you that long to adjust, eh?
Yeah, I think, I don't know. The reason why I still say like I don't know if I can put the badge on is because like I feel like I really need proof that I can make it as an entrepreneur for an extended period of time before I can really put that badge on. You know?
But don't you think like if you've got money coming in to a bank account that says a business name, you've made it, like even if it's $1,
not
right? Like you've convinced someone to part with $1 to not give it to you as a person, but you as a business entity.
I definitely get what you're saying there. And so like my background is I've sold a couple of businesses, gotten mm-hmm. lucky. I failed epically at a couple, gotten not even unlucky, just my fault, right?
Yeah.
Had a couple opportunities to do things like this. I mean, if you look around, this is a nice place. It's fun to hang out. But until I can sustainably say that I am changing X amount of lives on a daily basis, I won't feel like an entrepreneur necessarily.
Okay. So you got some like 15-year-olds, you know, memeing on you right now. What do you want to say to them?
To what?
Like you got some 15-year-olds who call themselves entrepreneurs, right?
Yep.
Right. What would you want to say to them right now to like inspire them to like figure things out? Yeah. We're talking business here. I only talk business, Salmon. I told you that in the meme chat. I don't care about memes. I care about business. And memes, if they bring me business, are cool.
I like that. I would tell all entrepreneurs or people that think they're entrepreneurs, I guess. I'd say until you've actually built something, like, I mean something that affects like a lot of lives. You're bringing a lot of value to the people around you and you're getting paid for that.
Right. That one's almost at a million right there, tastes, just so you know.
Awesome.
So like they command massive things, but they don't know how to actually transition now. Like what would you recommend? Mm. They found attention. Yeah. What do you think? How do you think they should turn that attention into something that, you know, is tangible? Like for me, I was telling them they don't have LinkedIn portfolios for one, right? Like
yeah.
What would you say to that? And I'll jump off and let you continue your live stream where you can continue to control. Remember, you can push me off if you want.
Stay on. See, that's hard because I don't even understand what this memes thing is. Like, legitimately don't get the industry. Man, I'm just that behind the curve. So
it's okay. So like you and I right now are making original content. We're OC.
Correct.
Right?
Okay.
Memes basically has figured out how to content farm. Right?
Oh.
You know, the NFL has decades of content. Well, they have access to it, and they can build more intimate, smaller audiences out of it. And then when the jokes start happening, it just starts multiplying, right? Like, it's like 4chan developed into Instagram eventually, right? If you remember 4chan?
No.
Back? No.
No.
Oh, 4chan is like pre-Reddit.
Really?
God, yeah,
you know, you're only a year older than me, and you're making me feel like I'm ancient.
Wait, you're 25?
Yeah.
Fuck, and you've had 7 businesses, man? Dude. But, yeah, I don't know. Like, I had a conversation like this with one of them, and it was very difficult for me to interview them or have a conversation because of the way they communicate.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think we can encourage a younger generation to communicate?
How young are these guys, do you think?
They're around 15 to 19.
15 to 19?
Yeah.
Man, I think it's hard because...
Yes, these kids. I'm old man cameo. Forget this. Don't forget that.
Like, don't you think it's hard because we grew up in a generation where we physically get to use... We're the first generation to do everything online for the most part, right? But we're
grade three.
We're still right on that edge where, like, we understand that there was a life without it, and we understand how we're trying to optimize a life with it. Like, we still have the parents, we still have the grandparents that were like, yeah, I could have never tried to optimize my hobby. I could have never made my hobby into a reality and made money off of it. Like,
my mom might have the biggest niche of rug hooking on Instagram. And she's like used a hashtag maybe 4 times in her life. It's hilarious. It's 100% organic growth, but there's just also this weird world where it's all manufactured attention.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. But that's the thing that I was going to get into. Like all of these kids, I think, and by kids, I mean smart young adults, whatever they want.
I'm a kid. I'm 16, man, at heart. You know, I still
listen to them. They have an opportunity and they're able to reach a ton of people, but like you were just saying, they need to take the time to actually figure out how to make a scalable model that they can get paid with. And the only way you can do that is by truly testing it with your audience. And what I mean by that is, like, I think a lot of us make big mistakes where we go to market and we undersell everything we have in a sense that, like, I could tell them right now, go try to charge for whatever your content is, whatever it is you're doing, the streams that you have, X, Y, and Z, right? And you could go on, you'd be really nervous and you'd say, okay, I'm going to charge $5 for it. That's I don't know what their model should be, but all I'm saying is when you go to marketing and try to make money off of things, you need to overprice at the beginning. I think that's really important for young kids to understand. You need to overprice and then work your way down. And the reason I say that is because a few of my companies in the past, like, we had employees and we were charging maybe $20 an hour for their work. And these are companies that we started in middle school and high school. And we never imagined being able to charge any more than that. And one year we decided, you know what, we're going to just start charging $100 an hour for all these kids that we don't even know if they bring value. And all of a sudden, bam, everyone started paying for it.
Totally. Like I'm getting paid $289 an episode for my sponsors on my podcast, and they don't even ask me how many downloads I have because I control the supply and the demand in Kamloops for this content, right? So they don't realize that they have an engaged audience. They just don't know how to convert it yet or how to properly communicate people. Bobby, I've actually got this really cool trick as well on Instagram. So the way I kind of earned the respect was I found this trick in Instagram on my Samsung S7. Do you use carousel posts? Are you a carousel poster?
More time?
Like, have you ever posted, like, three photos in one?
Okay, like, I haven't, but I know what you're talking about.
Okay, if you post a carousel, yes, millennial, Clubhouse. I've created a way to make a secret Clubhouse. So if you get off here, I can then invite these kids to meme on it. Sorry, the baby's sleeping. Basically, I can make a secret Clubhouse. So what I think happens is there is, like, when you get content in a carousel, instead of coming out like this, they make it look like this. And so you can, like, pull the one comment section out by a certain way of sharing it within Instagram. And you can basically have a private forum on a public post. Yes, I did it to Taste's post. I did it to a lot of kids' posts because I wanted some clout from you guys. But if you do that, Bobby, I'll show you what I mean. Take a look at it. Okay. I think it's a fun Instagram glitch.
Okay.
And, I'm going to go. It's late here, and I appreciate you chatting with me today.
Get sleep. Reach out if you want. It'd be cool to hear how absolutely. Your stuff goes. At least send me a direct message of your
totally.
Podcast.
No, I'm gonna listen to your podcast while selling mattresses tomorrow.
All right. I'm getting a new mattress tomorrow. I'm pretty excited about it. Yeah.
dude, make sure you're like, I sell like 3 grand mattresses for like $600 cash. Like, make sure that they don't pull one on you.
All right. I already
DM
me if
you have any questions.
I already bought it.
Cheers.
Bye. All right. Have a good one. Bye. All right, so that was interesting. I just learned stuff that I never knew. I don't know anything about meme life or whatever it is. I'm going to have to look it up. But I don't even know what I was talking about before I brought him into the conversation. So for all of you, I'm going to just end it there. I don't know if you got any value from that. I did. It's kind of fun to see who else is on this, see what other people are doing. So have an amazing night. And make sure you take advantage of basically the content that we have. That's really what I was going to get at before we started talking with Nevin. Yeah, his name was Nevin. Before we started talking with Nevin, what I was going to get at is we have an opportunity to make as much content as possible and shoot it out to our followers, shoot it out to the world, and try to make an impact with that. So if you're sitting there any day of the week and you're not making money or you're not getting jobs or you're not getting the work you desire, sit down, get comfy in bed, and just send out tens of thousands of emails, because someday one person's going to respond to you. One person, you're going to get that one job, you're going to get that one connection that you've always wanted. So that's all I can say. Just take the time, reach out to people, make an effort, and it will pay off in the end. So have a great night. This was a little different, and I hope you learned something from it. Peace.